Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I've got some live music coming up for you now. I'm pleased to welcome the band Memorandus into the studio. Hello.
Hello.
Now, I should explain, there's three of you, so maybe from left to right. Left to right is no use if you're listening at home, but it may help you identify who we're going to be hearing from. So, sir.
Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm the guitarist and sometimes backup singer.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Catherine. I'm the vocalist.
And hi, I'm Dale. I play bass.
Now, we came across each other because I think you sent us a note and said that you'd done a turn for Cambridge TV. So I sort of dutifully looked it up and thought, oh, this is good. Let's get them in. And but you were kind of, you mentioned to me just before you came on, you're kind of doing this all backwards because you've done the TV appearance. Now, television invariably comes before radio in my experience. But as far as live gigs are concerned, you haven't really been out and about yet.
I mean, Johnny, you've got more experience music side than me.
But yeah, so pretty much I used to be in a band about 10 years ago.
Which was the band?
It was called Memorandus.
Ah, good name.
It's kind of haunted me or stuck with me since.
It's like Fleetwood Mac, really, isn't it? To a certain extent, who started off, and then what emerged was nothing like Fleetwood Mac, but it was a good name.
Exactly. So it's kind of stuck with me, and then it kind of didn't carry on music, and then it's kind of been bubbling under, and it's come back to the top. So.
Okay. So how did you meet your fellow band peoples?
Well, we've all kind of got background in filming and TV a little bit, more filming side. And I met Johnny through working on a competition for a short film last year about April-ish. Yeah. And through that, we were like, oh, I'm interested in music. So I was like, oh, I've always been interested in music. And I was like, oh, let's try that. So basically, I joined up Johnny, tried to do some music with him, been building songs. And then obviously, I knew Dale from back in university, but also caught up with him again, and then we tied in with him as well, and thought, yeah, let's make some music together.
This is all coming together quite nicely. This could come across as a stupid question, but which university?
Oh, Anglia Ruskin.
Okay.
Local.
Not just the cemetery between us. Look, we're going to get you to do a couple of songs, and we'll have another chat in between. So, what is going to be your first number for us?
I think we're going to do Lazy Eye.
Yeah, that'll be the one.
Yeah.
So should we give it a go? Yeah, when you're ready.
Give it a try.
Okay.
If you stay.
sudden ending designed to catch disc jockeys out. I'm kind of figuring that with filmmaking experience, when it comes to making a video, you'll be sort of, you know, first there, aren't you, really?
We've been recording our first song, Note, and we basically went out and thought we want to do a music video straight for this. And so we got our friends who we knew, who had a nice camera, and went out to Gog Magog, is that it?
The Gog Magogs,
yes. We filmed there about sunset, so just got a nice fog and sunset light, and it just hit perfectly. I thought, right, we just need to do that.
And that was our rehearsal day.
Yeah. We were like, oh, it's rehearsal, let's just do this.
Drag the lovely dancer out onto top of the hill, bare feet, soaking, but then the sun suddenly came out. We went, well, that's what we kind of need for the shoot tomorrow, so let's just film.
And then the next day we were going to plan to film. It's actually grey all over, so we're like, oh, well, we're lucky we filmed that, because we need that.
So when do we get to see that? This sounds good.
It's up on YouTube.
Okay, right, it's there. Okay.
Yeah, it's there.
So if we just search Memorandus, I guess it'll come up.
Sounds
a good plan. And what about recordings? And it's a backwards career of yours. some great music. That's the first essential thing out of the way. But in terms of gigging around Cambridge or beyond, do you sort of have a plan for this?
That's where Dale kind of steps in terms of he is our sound engineer and recorder as well. So we've got a few singles. I'm using inverted commas on radio, which is never a smart idea. But we've got a few singles that Dale has recorded.
This is Cambridge. We always put our inverted commas in the right place.
Exactly, yeah. And so, but yeah, once we're a strong enough library behind us, I think we'll then try and see.
And I think that's the challenge. I'm thinking of a couple of bands and artists who are very good, and I won't mention them for reasons which will become apparent. And they're great. But you sometimes think they only have about three or four songs. If you've ever seen Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera, it's only got two songs in it, for goodness sake. And you kind of feel that about some artists. And I guess that's a challenge. You can probably fill an hour with songs, but you want to fill an hour of not only good songs, but your songs as well.
Strong songs. And I think that also comes up. We change genre a lot, so we've got pop kind of roots and folky roots, but we also have quite heavy songs as well. So I think, and I agree, I think most bands only have about three decent songs in them. There's only a few bands that I listen to their albums. Most bands, I'll say, that's their song, and I'll listen to them for that song.
Yeah.
And
which is very easy to do, of course, these days.
Exactly.
It's not like when you had to buy the album and find the track you like. Now you find the track you like and just buy that track and have done with it.
Exactly.
It comes across very eclectic, but it keeps us interested and interesting, hopefully.
Yeah. I guess that's been a challenge in building up a fan base. If you are going to vary too wildly, it's not, and it's always in the same way that when you see a comedian performing in a straight role, for example, in some television performance, that's quite good. It works once as a one-off performance, but then after a while, it's like, you know, isn't that the guy who used to be the comedian?
Happens. Exactly. Yeah, because we've built our pages, got our social media ready, and now it's just getting to the point now where we need to start being more active outside. And then, on Instagram, it's like, oh yeah, got to remember post pic, because we keep forgetting sometimes. Yeah.
You create the monster, and then you have to feed it.
This is
the problem.
And I'm like, what's an interesting pic today? Oh, let's do a guitar, let's do that. And like, people love seeing fancy guitars. I'm like, well, we can't really buy.
It's better than your dinner, I can assure you.
Very true.
I think the reverse engineering element kind of works in the favour in terms of building a wider fan base, because people that way, they kind of, you know, listen to one song and they're like, oh, I like that, but you know, it might not be so keen on the others, but that means that another song will come along that they do then enjoy again. And by kind of going through the kind of, how would you put it, like the music video side of things first and everything, everyone gets kind of a visual representation of what each different song's going to be and things like that, I suppose.
I'm interested, as you've come back to the music scene, if you like, after a period of where, do you think it's changed at all, now from just purely from a local level?
Well, this is the thing, when I was in a band, I was in Vienna, so the local level has...
A better cake, maybe.
Yes, the torta was lovely. but it's, it was just, I was a teenager then, so mid-teens. I'd just been given a guitar, we'd moved out to Vienna, and I was ripe with teenage angst, you know. You had all the checkbox was
lots of those things to shout about.
Exactly,
and
I've just kind of Maybe I've mellowed out a bit. I don't know. I'd ask these guys. They've seen me on set directing. So
definitely mellowed.
So I've mellowed a bit, but yeah,
I'm interested. Like a fine wine.
I'm interested. Well, let's see if the Cambridge music scene will have us.
Well, I guess we'll be waiting to find out on that.
Please.
I'm interested because you're the differing sides to the music which you play. It's a bit of a tacky question, but what do you listen to when you're not performing? Do you listen to each listen to that different artists, or is there one genre that you would listen to yourselves?
I'm very much like polar opposite to what we actually do. Like, I love listening to progressive house. Like, that's no vocals at all, and I'm like, I like this electronic heavy stuff, and then like, oh, we're doing folky music. It's like, but I still really love that. So I'm that kind of like electronic side of things. I mean, Johnny, yourself,
I love Nirvana. Going back to the few bands that I'll listen through the way, I love Nirvana, Bob Dylan, Cat Stevens and Simon and Garfunkel with a bit of...
Well, that is quite a mix, really. Once you're having Nevada and Cat Stevens and Simon Garfunkel as well, for that matter.
So I think that's where I like... So you're
happy to listen to the Disturbed version of...
Oh, yeah, I think that's quite a good cover.
But you'd hang around for the rest of the album, unlike everybody else, of course.
Well, actually, no, I think... Because, again, that's... I'm going to probably lose fans here, but I say that... that's their only song I'll listen to for Disturbed, but it's a good cover.
I might have
to play that before 6 o'clock. And one more. We haven't got any music choice.
I can't even pinpoint where my music eclecticness starts. I'm very fortunate to live in a house full of people who also make a lot of music, and a friend of mine builds speakers, so we have a vast collection of music, anything from, you know, classical music like Bach, Brahms, things like that, all the way through to, you know, 70s classics like Fleetwood Mac, Led Zeppelin, things like that, all the way through to, you know, more progressive kind of dance music, various different things, all sorts of very strange stuff.
Just got a wall that's full of records.
Yeah, I think it's nice,
though, because then, like, you introduce me to some of your artists, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds so cool, and then, like, it's just that nice bounce back.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like my sister, I'm, you know, 10-year difference between the two of us, and, you know, half of my music, when we were younger, half music she'd complain about, of course, the other half she'd steal, which is same as the pullovers, for that matter, as well. We better do some travel, so what I'll do, the travel, we'll do some ads, and we'll come back after that, and we'll get another song from Memorandus, which we'll do at 15 minutes now before 6.
Travel on Cambridge 105 Radio with the Tiffin Truck Restaurant, the fast and funky new Indian bar and restaurant on Regent Street.
A505 at Pampersford, very slow traffic there. We've got an earlier accident which is still affecting things between the A1301, that's the McDonald's roundabout, and the A11. Congestion on the A505 back to Gravel Pit Hill. All the lanes have reopened. A car went into the central reservation there. Newmarket Road at Streatham, closed in both directions. There's a burst water main between Brook Lane and Hawes Lane, which I know is in Wickham. M11 going northbound. It's heavier than normal there between Junction 11, that's Cambridge South, and Junction 13, the Maddingley turning. A14 westbound is a bit heavier than normal between Junction 31 and 27, and that's in the roadworks area. The A1198 at Godmanchester, we've got some temporary traffic lights causing grief. The M11 southbound, just over the county line into Essex, and just before Junction 9, the A11 at Saffron Walden. In Cambridge, East Road, Lensfield Road and Milton Road in both directions between Elizabeth Way and Highworth Avenue and the A10 at the Milton Interchange. It's actually quite a stretch, actually. Don't have a travel time on that, I'm afraid. Elizabeth Way southbound is also busy. Mowbray Road and Pern Road, the Newmarket Road in both directions between Coldham's Lane, Retail Park, and the Barnwell Road, Waterlows Road roundabout. Fen Causeway, also the Hills Road, busy too. No problems on public transport. Cambridge 105 Radio. Your next update will be just before the news at 6.
Travel on Cambridge 105 Radio with the Tiffin Truck. A fresh take on Indian market food at their new Regent Street restaurant.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Got your hands full running a successful business? Would you like your business to grow, but you don't have time to find new customers? Spirus Marketing helps small and medium-sized businesses like yours to reach the next level. Our marketing for sales techniques are designed to boost your bottom line. We can build your brand, get you noticed online, generate leads, and help you win new customers. Meanwhile, you can get on with your job, trusting us to take care of the future. Quote Cambridge 105 Radio to receive 10% off your first order. Call us on 01638 741 830 or visit spirusmarketing.com for more information.
Looking to buy or sell a home in Cambridge without the stress that goes with it? At Hockey's Estate Agents, we've been associated in the Cambridge property market since 1885. Our team will guide you through the process step by step, ensuring a friendly local service you can trust. Online testimonials include excellent professional service, the team were great to deal with, and I'd recommend you to anyone. Maybe you'll be next. Call us for a free market valuation on Cambridge 356054 or book online at hockeys.co.uk.
Transform your home with Shutterly Fabulous Plantation Shutters. Because we're one of the UK's longest established shutter companies, you're always in safe hands. Buying direct, we provide premium quality hardwood shutters for the same price others sell MDF. Our friendly design consultants will help you choose the perfect shutters for your style and budget. Make an appointment today at shutterlyfabulous.com. Our sale's now on. Make your window Shutterly Fabulous. No other shutters come close.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
11 before 6. We're running a bit late, but I really don't care. We've got Memorandus in the studio, and they're going to give us one more song. Now, is this going to be, is it be folky again, or are we going to get something else this time?
It's a bit more mellow. It's a bit more...
A bit more of a ballad.
Yeah. But yeah, still that running theme.
Yeah, good old-fashioned love song, or maybe it's an anti-love song, but it's about long distance and trying to cope with that.
Yeah, all of that works.
Or not coping. So yeah, this is called Missing Link.
Well, thank you all very much for that and for coming in. We mentioned briefly social media. Whereabouts? Instagram? Got any others?
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube as well. It's all Memorandas Music. Little underscore bit.
Nicely done.
Yes.
Little underscore bit, we like that. Memorandas, thank you very much, all of you, for coming in. When you do get a gig somewhere, let us
yes,
know.
We'll do.
might come along, because I suspect it'll be rather enjoyable. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.